I'm reading from the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, beginning with verse 31, and I read, "Then he, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, took unto him the 12 apostles, that is, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished, for he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they," that is, his apostles, "understood none of these things. And this saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken." Let me ask you a question. Who killed Jesus Christ? And why? Who killed Jesus Christ and why? Some time ago, a movie was made supposedly depicting the crucifixion or passion of Jesus Christ. Now, I did not see that movie, nor do I ever intend to see it, for it is, according to Scripture, idolatry. God expressly forbids the making of any image, or that is, picture, statue, or likeness of anything in heaven, earth, or sea, or to use it as any religious symbol. He calls it idolatry, a graven image, whether it be on in a frame or a statue or on a movie screen. Beside the fact that it is utter blasphemy for a mortal man to pretend to be the Son of the Most High God, to act the part of the holy and righteous Son of the Most High God, and pretend to go through the indescribable soul sufferings of the Lamb of God. No one who fears God, knows God, worships the Son of God, could tolerate any such thing or take part in such a mockery of the glorious Christ and Him crucified. That is strong language, but it is so. Well, in Acts chapter 4 is the answer to this question. Who killed Jesus Christ? In Acts chapter 4, after that movie that I just spoke of, after that movie came out, there was a great debate over who was responsible for killing Jesus. Now, clearly the Jews were involved, the Jewish scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees, or that is, rabbis, all had a hand in it. They paid for it to happen. The Roman soldiers and rulers, they were the ones who tortured him. But it says in Acts 4, "Of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod, Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatsoever God's hand and God's counsel determined before to be done." So, who killed Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ Himself in John chapter 10, verse 17 and 18 said, "No man taketh my life from me." He said, "No man taketh my life from me." In other words, no man can kill me. He said, "I lay it down of myself." He said, "I have this power. I lay it down of myself." And though man took with wicked hands, in Acts chapter 2, Peter's message at Pentecost, he said, "You with wicked hands have taken and crucified the Lord of glory." They did what they wanted to do. They did what their evil will purposed to do. But it says, Peter went on to say, he was delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. They were doing what God Almighty determined and purposed for them to do before the world began. In Isaiah 53, I'm going to read in a moment, they did what God determined to do, what God before the world began purposed for them to do. Before Jesus Christ is called, in Scripture, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, before the world was made, Jesus Christ was the Lamb slain. Though men were the means of His death, they were not the cause. Though men were the instruments of His death, they were in the hands. They were instruments in the hands of God Almighty. For, and this may shock you, it was God Almighty who killed His Son, Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 53, I read, verse 3, it says, He was despised and rejected. Yes, by man. Verse 5, He was wounded, bruised, chastised, or whipped. Verse 7, He was oppressed and afflicted. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. Who did this? In verse 10 it says, it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. He, that is the Lord God, made Him, put Him to grief. He made His soul an offering for sin. Did you hear that? It was God Almighty that put Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross and shed His blood. And Jesus Christ, He said, I lay down my life. Jesus Christ, as the obedient Son of God, willingly, voluntarily offered Himself to God to be killed, laid down His life, submitted to God to kill Him. Oh my. Now this is a declaration. What was just said is a declaration of God Almighty's sovereign will and purpose, doing as He will, with whom He will, because He will, to fulfill His will and purpose, and man's responsibility, and man's sin. Man did what he wanted to do, and therefore he gets the blame. That's what God Almighty holds the human race accountable for killing His Son, rejecting His Son. And it's so with all human beings. They have no interest in the Son of God. To ignore Him, to be indifferent, is to say, I don't care if He came or not. I'm not interested. But man did what God purposed for him to do, to fulfill God's will. Now before someone says, I don't understand, listen to the next question. Why? Why did God kill His Son? Why did Jesus Christ go to the cross? Why was He tortured, stripped naked, nailed to a cross, and why did He die? Now, even the disciples, we just read, the disciples, upon hearing the Lord tell this, they didn't understand. They didn't know the Scriptures. All of the Scriptures throughout the Old Testament foretold His death and why. Why did God kill His Son on Calvary's tree? Verse 10 says, it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. God killed Him. God put Him to grief. Why? Because He says He made His soul an offering for sin. Verse 11 says He'll see the travail of His soul. God saw the suffering of His soul and was satisfied. And He would justify many bearing their iniquity. Why did God kill His Son? Because God said in the beginning, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Sin is the transgression of the law, breaking God's laws, God's command, God's word. Sin is against God, therefore. God, the creator, the ruler, the king. Sin is unbelief, rejecting, refusing God's word, God's reign, God's rule, God's authority. Sin is not being thankful. Taking from God, receiving from God without one word of thanks or service which is his reasonable due. Sin is not giving thanks. Sin is not giving glory. Sin is not giving praise to the God who made us for His glory. Sin is not believing God's Son. Not bowing, not worshiping, not believing. He and He alone is our only hope with a holy God. His righteousness, not ours. His death. Sin is not believing God's Son. And soul death. The end of sin, the payment, the wages of sin is death, soul punishment, that is hell, being cut off from God because of sin. A rebellious creature being cut off from the Creator, cast out of His presence. And Jesus Christ on Calvary's tree uttered the words recorded, prophesied in Psalm 22, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why? It says he was cut off, in verse 8, out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stripped. Why did Jesus Christ die? As a sin offering to God. Not man. He was offered unto God. Now listen carefully. Every offering of every lamb, goat, bullock, turtleneck, turtle dove throughout Scripture was unto the Lord, not man. The Methodist denomination today uses a slogan, offer them Christ. And every other denomination believes the same thing, but that is blasphemy. Jesus Christ was not offered to man then, nor is he now. God didn't say, I'm putting my Son on a tree that whosoever accepts him, his sin will be payment for them. No, no, 1,000 times no. God killed his Son. Jesus Christ offered himself to God as a full, complete sin payment and atonement for all of God's people. Verse 11 says, he'll see the travail of his soul be satisfied. He justified many, it says, not all. Verse 12 says, he bare the sin of many, not all. And verse 8 says, the transgression of my people was he stricken. Listen carefully, people. In the Old Testament, the sacrifice of lambs was ordained by God. The book of Hebrews expounds the whole Old Testament. And one man entered into the holy place with the blood of a lamb, and he did that for Israel, not the world. Israel, God's elect, and their names, every tribe, was on his breastplate and shoulder, and he offered that blood of that innocent, spotless lamb on a mercy seat before God Almighty, to God Almighty, and the people, Israel that is, waited outside to see if God accepted the sacrifice for them. And if the high priest came out, the blood was accepted, the payment was made, the people's sins were atoned for. All of this is a picture of Jesus Christ dying, paying for the sins of his people. And when he arose, the sin offering was accepted. They were accepted in the beloved. The blood was on the mercy seat. Their sins were gone. What about faith? Someone said. What about whosoever will? Well, salvation's of the Lord. And repentance and faith are given to all that Christ died for. All that Christ died for. The power is in the blood, not your faith. The power is in God's Word, not your faith. The power is in Jesus Christ's hands, not yours. The power is in God's call, not your call. Salvation's of the Lord. Who killed Jesus Christ? God did. Why? As a sin payment. For whom? For God's people. And so it is that Jesus Christ made a full, effectual, eternal atonement for all the sins of all of God's elect. Amen.